Genesis 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but he had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian slave, Hagar, and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew he was pregnant, she began to despise his mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I'm suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and know that she knew she's pregnant. She despised me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Your slave is in your hand." Abram said, "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road of Tushur, and he said, "Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" "I'm running away from the mistress Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name her Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he will live in a hostility toward all his brothers." She gave his name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have not seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Beer Lahai Roy. This is still there between Kadesh and Berite. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael.